In the face of climate change, the federal flood insurance program is more important than ever. But some experts and homeowners fear changes to the program that are currently underway could actually push people out of their communities. WNYC's Danny Lewis looked into how higher rates could affect one Brooklyn neighborhood.
Thalia Panton will never forget what happened to her quiet block in Canarsie the night that Hurricane Sandy hit in 2012.
That's the entrance to the creek right there, right?
Yeah.
So just looking at it, I've never seen it so high. It was dark, it was eerie, raining.
Panton moved to the South Brooklyn neighborhood in the 90s, and she and her husband thought it would be a nice place to raise their two kids. So they bought a house near Fresh Creek, an inlet from the nearby Jamaica Bay. Except when Sandy hit, the creek overflowed.
So fast forward 2 hours, about 8:30, that which I was seeing earlier was actually coming down the street.
She says it was chaos. Sparks flew from nearby downed electrical lines. Parked cars began floating around in the currents. And her neighbors considered using an air mattress as a makeshift raft if anything got worse. And all the while, Panton watched as sinkholes opened up and water flooded straight into her basement. When the waters finally receded, she was left with $60,000 in damages.
And it was mud and water.
Like many of her neighbors, Panton did not have flood insurance at the time. Before Sandy, Canarsie wasn't considered a major flood risk. Now she pays about $2,400 a year, but is afraid that could increase dramatically in the years ahead, especially because she's now retired and living on the pension she earned as a New York City transit station manager.
So I don't know what's to come. It's kind of scary.
Federal law requires almost all homeowners with a mortgage or another federally backed loan buy insurance if they're living in a high-risk flood zone. But the flood maps for New York City were drawn in 2007 and didn't consider the effects of rising sea levels and intense storms brought on by climate change. Now, homeowners and local advocates are worried that when the Federal Emergency Management Agency finally updates the maps, many residents could actually end up being forced out.
So in order for people to maintain their homes and to live in Canarsie, they are going to have affordable flood insurance.
That's Elizabeth Malone, an insurance specialist at Neighborhood Housing Services of Brooklyn.
And how we get there is going to be a very significant discussion, not just for Canarsie, but for all of the coastal communities in New York City.
That's because climate change will increase the chance of flooding in some areas, and that could require more people to buy flood insurance. Another proposal could push premiums in Canarsie from an average of $600 a year up to $4,000 or more. Malone says for neighborhoods like this, with a median household income of about $73,000, that could be a big problem.
We're not talking about people who have irresponsibly built a beach house because they want to have a second home on the shore. These are generational neighborhoods. Canarsie goes way back. So do all the coastal neighborhoods. We were built before these conditions happened.
FEMA is expected to release the new flood maps by 2022. The head of the New York City Mayor's Office of Recovery and Resiliency, Janie Bavishi, says she's been urging FEMA to offer assistance to homeowners based on what they can afford.
There are some who are part of this debate that probably are not really thinking about affordability at all. They want insurance rates to reflect the real risk of where people are living in order to dissuade people from living in those risky areas, right? But here in New York City, we know that if we transition to risk-based pricing immediately, it would lead to a huge foreclosure crisis.
And that's something that Canarsie residents aren't strangers to.
If you walk through any part of Canarsie, you won't have to take very long to see "We Buy Houses" signs.
That's Jia Jennings Zhao, a reporter with the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Public Integrity. She's been reporting on how the National Flood Insurance Program will change.
They're posted just about everywhere, offering houses up for cash, offering to flip your house for very cheap, very quickly. And basically, the residents tell me that's pretty much been the case since 2008 when the housing crisis happened.
Back then, Canarsie and neighboring flatlands had the most subprime mortgages in the city. And still, more than 10 years after the crash, that area has New York City's eighth highest foreclosure rate.
You know, FEMA's been putting all the onus on individual homeowners. If you live in a property that has a high risk of flooding, you are going to have to pay this amount of money. And in that regard, homeowners are basically being told that they're responsible for the impacts of climate change.
Another Canarsie homeowner, Wayne Clark, did not have flood insurance when Sandy hit and his home was soaked by 6 feet of water. But unlike Panton, Clark hasn't bought a policy. Ironically, he says that's in part because he had such a hard time getting government assistance after the storm. Clark says he doesn't believe that having flood insurance would have made it any easier.
They give you a hard time anyway. So if you don't have the flood insurance, what are they going to do? Give you a hard time? You went through that already.
The problem there is that FEMA has another proposal. They want to encourage people to buy premiums by making it so those without flood insurance won't be able to get federal disaster aid in the future. And FEMA officials say they have been vastly undercharging people who live in flood zones.
The current methodology that we use to set the premiums for our policyholders hasn't been changed for well over 40 years.
That's David Marstead, the FEMA administrator in charge of flood insurance. He argues that it's Congress's responsibility to make sure that premiums are affordable, not FEMA's.
There comes a time when you have to evaluate the program and make these types of hard changes because they're important for the sustainability of the program.
But Elizabeth Malone, the housing advocate, says affordability needs to be at the heart of the conversation because rising premiums could pull the ground out from under households that are still paying off debts from Sandy repairs and suffering from predatory lending.
The time frame where we will start seeing foreclosures because people cannot afford their insurance is a much closer timeline than the rising waters themselves. We will be underwater financially long before we are underwater physically.
Congress has until September to pass new rules or extend the current program for the 16th time in 3 years. Danny Lewis, WNYC News.
This story was produced in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity. Gia Jenny Zhao contributed reporting.